Joe Natale. Welcome to KHOM. How are you?
Great. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. Are you addressed as Skipper or?
No, I'm not. The Skipper is actually Rob Innes. He's the owner and manufacturer of Seabreacher and Jetavator.
Okay, so the Jetavator is like the jetpack for water, and then you guys are tooling around in these submarines. Like, what is the preferred nomenclature?
It's a semi-submersible craft. We could submerge it about 5 feet at 20 to 25 miles an hour and then go ahead and porpoise the whole craft out of the water. We can also barrel roll it, and it'll travel at about 55 miles per hour on top of the water.
So it's like a jet for the ocean.
Pretty much. It's a mechanical, like a mechanical shark or a dolphin. It's every young kid's fantasy, or old man's fantasy, I should say.
Yeah, these things, I was watching a couple of videos of them. And incidentally, if you're listening to KHOM right now, we've got some more photos posted up to KHOM.com of this thing heading out into Trinidad Bay. Is this for science or joy, or why are you guys in town?
We're in town just to do a photo shoot and enjoy the beautiful coastline of Trinidad. We thought it would be perfect for our product to take some pictures out here along your coastline. It's gorgeous.
So you are with Seabreacher Incorporated?
Correct.
Okay. And so you guys are just driving up and down the coast, or did you come to Humboldt specifically for this shoot?
Actually, we're proud to say that they are all handcrafted here in the United States of America, Redding, California. Every part of it is built here. There's nothing sourced out anywhere else from Redding.
Wait, so you make these in Redding, and then you just shot over the 299 to cruise around?
Yeah, actually, Rob and his wife, Sarah, came out for a little vacation out on your beautiful coastline here and said that we had to load up the whale, the killer whale, which is one of our new models, the killer whale and the shark, and get it out here so we can get some pictures over here.
I want to get in one of those things super bad. How long are you in town?
We're just here for the day. They came last night. We're here for the day, but we're more than happy to come back at another date.
And how long were you in the water this morning?
We're still in it right now, actually. We just put the whale up, and we got the shark out in the water, the great white, out there right now. We have our X model and our Z model out here right now.
And are you just you're just out there doing jumps and flips and rolls and dives and putting it through its paces?
Yeah, we got quite a little crowd gathering out here on the pier, and we'll be out here for another, I'd say, a good another 45 minutes with the boats, and then we're going to take out, which is not actually a jet pack, it's a water-propelled bike, so it's called the Jetavator. It's more structured as a bike, so you can control your ups and downs, barrel rolls, dives, 360s, backflips. We're going to put quite a show on with the Jetavator here in the next 15-20 minutes. They'll be loading those in.
Well, that is going to be a seriously cool show. If anybody's seen those videos on YouTube, they're bananas. All right, well, I don't want to keep you, but thanks for checking in, Joe Natale, and I guess the show will continue up there in Trinidad. Have fun time. It looks like you got good light for video shooting, too.
Yeah, actually really good. We have a local, my actual stunt rider for Jetavator is a local here from Humboldt area. It's Brian Brandt, and he's out here. He's going to be doing the stunt show on the Jetavator shortly.
Sweet. All right. Well, that is very, very interesting. Thanks for filling in the blanks, Joe Natale. We appreciate your time.
All right. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too.